South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomoro wrote to the UN mission in South Sudan this week, asking the mission to support the government's preparations ahead of elections that are now scheduled for 2025. Last year, the country's political parties agreed to extend the transitional period and postpone the elections by another 2 years. The letter seen by South Sudan in Focus and addressed to the special representative of the Secretary General in South Sudan and head of UNMISS, Nicholas Asom, urges the mission to support legislative, institutional, and consultative areas of the agreement to ensure peaceful and credible elections. In an exclusive interview with South Sudan in Focus, Lomoro, who also served as Secretary General of the High-Level Standing Committee for the Implementation of the Peace Agreement, says provision to conduct elections were meant to be supported by stakeholders, but complains that hasn't happened.
As I speak now, nobody has come to our help. Those who came were very minimal help, only for the graduation of the forces and containment and training of the forces, nothing else. Now, the most important part of this agreement is the political part of the agreement.
Lomoro says a number of issues in the electoral process require urgent attention.
We never had a properly established National Election Commission, neither in the headquarters or in the states. Now, we want to have a commission that is capable of conducting elections properly. And that means we have to have offices in all the states, even all the counties. That's not easy. Then there is the political parties council. And then there is the political parties themselves. They are not trained. They are just, infant.
In addition, Lomoro says writing a permanent constitution of South Sudan is no easy task either. Darren Scott Nance is the UNMISS head of electoral affairs.
I can confirm that earlier this week, the government of South Sudan sent a formal request for United Nations electoral assistance to the preparations and conduct of peaceful, credible, and inclusive elections as envisioned within the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. I think worth highlighting that the government noted that elections are a process that requires starting from now to begin the planning and preparations with the immediate need to finalize the electoral legal framework and reconstitute the National Elections Commission.
Scott says UNMISS is ready to provide support to the electoral process in South Sudan.
The United Nations looks forward to working with the government and with relevant national institutions, civil society, political parties, and the media in assisting them with planning and preparations for South Sudan's first electoral process as a sovereign state.
Scott says the UNMISS stand ready to support the electoral process, but South Sudan elections cannot be run by the United Nations. A week ago, Nicholas Asom, a special representative of the UN Secretary General and head of UNMISS, called on South Sudan to start preparations for conducting free and fair elections in South Sudan, saying parties implementing the peace deal should redouble their efforts to ensure elections are held on time. Lomoro says elections can be carried out on time if the international community and regional bodies step up to provide financial support.
We can do it. 2 years is enough time. If anybody recognizes the importance of what we're talking about, then they should come to our aid. They shouldn't wait until we bump onto chaos and then they begin talking.
Lomoro says South Sudan's partners should be talking now, not waiting until, in his words, we get a problem. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.